the Naked Scientists, Dr. Chris, Dr. Dave and Dr. Helen. We're answering your science questions for you. Cole's on the line. Hi, Cole.
Hello.
Welcome to the Naked Scientists. What do you want to talk about?
Well, a friend of mine was getting new tires, and the guy tried to talk him into filling the tires with nitrogen. And I can imagine it might be advantageous to do that on a high-performance racing car, but what if, would it make any difference in a passenger car, and why?
Okay, I think there's possibly a couple of reasons why it might make a subtle difference. One of them is that there's a lot of oxygen in air. That means that's what we breathe, and oxygen's quite bad for rubber. It will cause it to break down and get brittle, basically, and crack. And that's going to reduce the elasticity of the tyre, make it last less long, and make it slightly less efficient. The other thing is that ideally, you want a gas inside your tyre which absorbs, if it compresses and then expands again, it doesn't absorb any energy. The ideal gases for that is what are called ideal gases. The best ones are monatomic gases, single atoms in them, like
argon, for instance.
Argon, xenon. Helium.
Helium, that would be
helium would work. The problem with helium is it would be quite cheap, but it would escape very easily because it diffuses
very, very small
very
and come through the gaps between the rubber molecules.
Yeah, if you've got diatomic gases, things like oxygen and nitrogen, then that's slightly worse because they take more heat to heat up because they can't just move, they can actually spin as well, which is another way of them absorbing energy. And triatomic gases, things like carbon dioxide and water, can absorb even more energy to heat up, so they're less elastic.
And just on a ridiculously pedantic scale, Dave, isn't the fact that a nitrogen molecule weighs slightly more than an oxygen molecule also worthy of mention? Because, therefore, if you pump just nitrogen into the tyre, the actual gas inside will weigh slightly less.
That will have a minute effect. I mean, I think fundamentally that unless you're doing a huge number of miles and really stressed about the efficiency, increasing the pressure of your tyres slightly more, making sure they're always at the right pressure, is going to have much more effect than filling them with nitrogen.
Thank you, Dave.